I came across a video not long ago of a mass of solemn profession of two monks of St. Joseph Abbey near Covington. After the homily given by the abbot, the two monks, at that moment in simple vows, made a total consecration of their lives to God through obedience, conversion of life, and stability to the Benedictine order, their monastery, and the rule of St. Benedict for the rest of their lives. After signing their promises on documents that were placed upon the altar, the monks then lay prostrate in front of the altar, covered by funeral palls. Yes, funeral palls, the cloth that covers a casket at a mass of Christian burial. The pall over the monk is a sign of his death to the world as he leaves everything behind to follow Christ totally and unreservedly. It is highly symbolic as the palls are placed over the monks right before the offertory, where bread and wine are offered to God the Father, who, by the Holy Spirit's power, transforms the bread and wine into Christ's own body and blood, the risen Christ's body and blood. The funeral palls remain covering the prostrated monks from the offertory all through the Eucharistic prayer and the Our Father. The palls are then removed just at the time of the sign of peace, when the abbot and the monastic community welcome the newly professed monks with that sign of peace as perpetually professed members, and then they share in the Eucharist with their monastic community. When the palls are lifted, a beautiful chant is sung which says, "Awake and live, all you who sleep. Awake and rise from the dead. Let the light of Christ shine on you. Awake and live, all you who sleep. Awake and rise from the dead. Let the light of Christ shine on you." The monk lives in Christ, always seeking God's will through obedience, silence, work, and prayer. The monk seeks to have a share in this life of the life to come in this world. He wants to live a bit of heaven here on earth, preparing himself for the fullness of life in eternity. When you think about it, isn't that the same call that we all share as Christians, brothers and sisters? All of us are called to seek the living God, to live fully in the living Christ, to obey God in all things, to keep silence, to listen to God's voice, and not to give ourselves only over to the noise of the world. Like Jesus, we are to go about doing good, doing our work well out of love for others and the glory of God. In our work, we always seek to do what is right and what is good, to serve God and to serve neighbor in a spirit of love. It's to offer up ourselves, just as the monk does, heart, mind, body, and soul, as living sacrifices of praise, to live fully in grace, to live fully in Christ. You and I are meant to share the peace of God with other people. We share God's peace with others while we are seeking to be at peace within ourselves, but keeping pure of heart and pure of mind and pure of intention. This peace that comes from grace is a foretaste of heaven. In heaven, where there is no sin, where there is no hatred, where there is no division, but perfect love and perfect unity. Yes, dear friends, this is our call. This is our summons from God, to wake and to live, to rise from our dullness and our slumber, to rise from our apathy and our carelessness, to rise from sin and death, and to let the light of the living Christ shine on us, to shine on us, in us, and through us. There is no doubt, Christ is alive. It's not just something we say as a model for Christianity. It's not the thought that Christ only lives in the hearts and minds of his believers, but Christ Jesus, who once walked this earth 2,000 years ago, who preached and taught the Word of God, who is the Word made flesh, the same Christ who was crucified for our salvation, who suffered and died, rose physically from the dead. Christ's body is alive. Christ Jesus is alive. Ascended into heaven, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, as we pray week after week in the Creed. Christ, who once was dead, lives to die no more. He who lives once raised men from the dead, only to have them taste death once again. Lazarus, raised from the dead, died again. The daughter of Jairus, raised from the dead, died again. The young son of the widowed mother, who was dead, was raised from the dead and died yet again. But Jesus tells us that those who believe in him, those who live in him, will not die, but will have eternal life. All of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death, and by being baptized into his death, we have died with him, but yes, we have also risen. We have risen to a new life with him and shall never die. Our bodies certainly will taste death because of sin, but our souls, once in sin, now freed from sin by Christ's death and resurrection, will not die. Our souls cannot die, but they live. What makes us who we are lives because of Christ who lives. And he will come again in glory, as I said, on the last day, to have us rise from our graves and to live body and soul with him in the new creation. This can only happen, brothers and sisters, if you and I remain faithful to the promises of our baptism, to believe in Christ, to believe in God the Father, to believe in the Holy Spirit, to believe in the church that Christ gave us, to turn away from Satan, to turn away from sin, and to live a life of grace and holiness. We will only rise with Christ if you and I remain united to him, if you and I remain faithful to him. In him we live. It is him who we love. You and I have prepared ourselves to celebrate this day, the Lord's resurrection, by dying to ourselves during the Lenten season. We should have died to sin. We should have died to our passions through our sacrifices and our penances. And yet still at this time, we feel a sense of death, a sense of death and despair during this time of isolation, distancing, and quarantine. But this, I believe, is only a reminder that we must die to sin, that we must die to self. It's a reminder that we will die because of sin, but at the same time, we are Christians. We are Christians made to live in the image and likeness of the living God, the living Son of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Awake and live, all you who sleep. Awake and rise from the dead. Let the living Christ live in and shine on you, living in you, living through you always. Live the life of the risen Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Alleluia.